no interest in making the structural changes necessary to remove the harms from its surveillance network. I mean, I could say a few things. First of all, Amazon has said that it's not working with Flock for now. I mean, we have seen big tech companies make these big PR announcements, and then 6 months later, 12 months later, they very quietly come back and make the partnership anyway. Number two is, let's say they don't end up not working with Flock. There are other surveillance companies out there that are that have similar technology to take and analyze that data and share it with other partners. There you can see on the episode page, you can see that Amazon works with a surveillance company called Axon, which was made its name through the taser, but has branched out to other things as well. So that's another possible vector of this. And another response is that, as a USA Today article pointed out on February 12, it can be relatively easy to access such camera systems using credentials found online or in data privacy leaks, even without the consent of the owner, which is to say, these things can be hacked. So even if they're not working with Flock and Axon and all the rest, these devices can still be hacked. A networked surveillance camera is liable to share your data with third-party actors no matter what you do, because it's a surveillance camera that is taking your private data and sending it off into the cloud. And that just invites harm. Even if it was not hacked and not shared anywhere else, Amazon still has access to your private data and is doing who knows what kind of analysis and or AI training on your private data that will then come back to bite you later, and all of us, as we careen into a surveillance state. This reminds me that there's another ongoing surveillance story that has to do with Nancy Guthrie, who is the mother of the TV anchor Savannah Guthrie, a horrible story that this woman, Nancy Guthrie, in her 80s, was abducted from her home. And there is just a little bit of footage. She has a surveillance doorbell from Google. It's a Google Nest. And what people have pointed out is that law enforcement was able to get the footage from her Google Nest, even though Nancy Guthrie's Google Nest was not signed up to store the footage at Google. So even when these cameras and the big tech companies say, oh, don't worry, we're not storing the footage, there is a way. There is a way. At least there was in this case. And I want to play you just a one-minute explainer from Drew Harwell, who's at the Washington Post, who talked about this, what happened in that case. Here it is.
When the FBI shared this doorbell camera video of Nancy Guthrie's kidnapper, it raised this huge question of how they even got this footage. For 10 days, they had been saying she didn't have a subscription to save the video, and most people assume that without a paid plan, the footage just disappears. But here's the answer. Doorbell cameras are always watching. When they're activated by motion or the app, they start recording and they send that data to the company's servers. For Nest, that's Google. For Ring, that's Amazon. Even if you don't pay, all that footage from your doorstep goes to Google and Amazon. They can keep it however long they want. What you're paying for is so that you can see the footage. Even when you open your app to see the live camera feed, that video is not coming from your doorbell. It's coming from the company servers. The data can be stored for weeks or months, whether you pay or not. And these companies work with law enforcement to share that data. Again, they don't care if you have a subscription. This is a horribly sad case. I hope they catch this person. But I also think people need to better understand how these things work, because Google and Amazon are trying to roll these cameras out everywhere. You saw the Super Bowl ad with Ring talking about how they can turn on cameras across entire neighborhoods to look for missing dogs. In other words, it's a giant private surveillance network that only the companies really get to see. How many of these cameras do you walk or drive past in a typical week? Where do you think all this data about you ends up?
Where do you think all this data about you ends up? Indeed, well put by Drew Harwell. I hope that this episode has illuminated some of the stakes that we are facing as a society in the U.S. and in Europe and beyond as the big tech companies continue the spread of this surveillance equipment, these privately owned surveillance networks that are feeding data to law enforcement and other third parties. And as Drew Harwell pointed out, if you're paying for the paid tier, that's just so that you get to watch the video footage. Your data is going directly to big tech to be analyzed and shared and monetized however they want. You have no agency in that matter. So the I'm going to give you some homework in a second. That's about all of the information I have time to give you this evening. I do have some homework for you for next time, and you know what it is. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. To go out today, we're going to hear a song, thanks to my friend Roger for suggesting it, called Beans on, no, it's called Alexa by Beans on Toast. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Alexa, can you hear me? Alexa, are you listening? Stupid question, course you are. You're recording everything. You're monitoring everything that happens in this house. And you're painting a digital picture of us. Well, how do we look? What did you find out? I know you know the kind of music that we like, and the books that we read, the films that we watch. And now you can make suggestions based on previous purchases. You organized a Wagamama on Deliveroo. I got a shower curtain and an ice cream scoop, 6 light bulbs and a brand new bell delivered to the front door of my house, individually wrapped in cardboard packaging, 5 times the size of the item it was carrying. I've been buying more and more from Amazon recently. Alexa, can you hear me? Alexa, you're so clever, you're so well informed, you can predict the weather and the next news report, and it's not really spying, it's just collecting think how much the mindset's changed and how much of our lives we're willing to give away. Well, I remember privacy used to be important. Now we're bugging our own houses in the name of convenience. It's a dream come true for the advertisers.
Let's try that again. The mysteries of Studio B here at FMU. We've moved over to our other studio in preparation for the fundraiser, which starts in a couple of weeks and will be broadcast from Studio B, but all is under control now. Anyway, good evening and welcome. The show is called It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog adjacent music. I am your host, Dave Mandel. And it is a pleasure to be here as I update the online playlist. Lots of great music coming this evening for you. And I'm going to start, just by amazing coincidence, I seem to have a bunch of music from Sydney, a bunch of bands from Sydney, Australia this evening. So I'm going to start with one of them now. Most of what I have tonight, it seems, is recent, relatively recent, only like one or two older tracks. So a bunch of recent stuff and a bunch of things from Sydney. And we're going to start with a track from a group called Kurushimi. And this is going to be something from an album released in 2016. That's recent, right? From a self-titled album. And this is the band Kurushimi. We'll be right back. And that is a track from the band Kurushimi, who again hail from Sydney, Australia. Heard a track from their self-titled album released in 2016. And let me play another thing from Sydney, because I can see myself not getting around to it, and then you'll all think that I lied to you about having a bunch of music from Sydney. It's true. I really do have at least three groups from Sydney tonight. So here's another one. We're going to hear something from a band called Sirius Beak, and this will be a track called Red, which may or may not be a reference to the famous King Crimson album, but this is the group Sirius Beak, again from Sydney, and this comes from an album called Anka from 2015.
We'll be right back.
I almost feel like I need to apologize. I try to start the show off a little more quietly usually, and tonight I started with two 10-minute long blistering pieces of music, 20 minutes of deafening stuff. I mean, I hope you liked it. I did, but we dove right into the deep end there. And again, that was music from a group called Sirius Beak. They're from Sydney, Australia, and we heard a track called Red from the album Anka, I guess is the pronunciation, from a very recent album. It was released just a few months ago, I think, late 2025. I need to tell you, I'm going to take a break from the music for a second and tell you, if you don't know, that this station, you probably know this, this station is listener supported, right? We're supported by generous donations from you listeners. That's where we get our money. That's where we get the money to keep going. And once a year, we take to the airwaves for our big, big live on-air fundraiser. And this year, it starts on March 2nd, which is 2 weeks from today. And the marathon, the so-called marathon, runs for 2 weeks. And it's like Christmas time here at the station. It's like Christmas time because it's the time when we do our funnest programming of the year, I think. And also Christmas time because we're hoping that you'll all give gifts generously to this station to keep us going for another year. So the marathon runs from March 2nd to March 15th. And the way it works very briefly is we have DJ tag teams. So each of us DJs has a co-host in the other room right across the glass over there. And we team up together to try to persuade you to donate some cash to keep us going for another year. And we give away many, many, many prizes and things. So please get ready. Don't miss the 2026 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. It starts March 2nd and runs through March 15th. Also, we need volunteers. We need volunteers to help us out during the marathon. And we all need volunteers to cook food for all the DJs and other volunteers. So if you can help us out in any way, please email volunteer coordinator Scott Williams at the following email address, scott@wfmu.org, scott@wfmu.org. If you can volunteer your services during the marathon, we're all looking forward to it, and thank you in advance, as they say. All right, I'm going to quiet things down a little bit with some jazz, and this is not, by any definition, prog rock, but it is kind of complicated. We're going to hear something from a group called the Andrzej Korylewicz Quintet, a Polish group. It's going to be a track from 1975. This comes off a CD, a collection I picked up recently that is really great. It's called Go Right, Jazz from Poland, 1963 to 1975. So this is from the tail end of that period, 75. The interesting thing, I really feel compelled to tell you this, the interesting thing about this piece of music, and there is a certain didactic, you know, element to this show, so sometimes I feel I need to explain these things to you. This track is in 15. 15 eighths is the time signature, and it's really, really cool. So if you try to dance or move around to this track, you might break a limb or something because there's a missing beat. Instead of just being, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's a missing beat. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. It's kind of brilliant. And so, you know, don't try to dance to it. But anyway, this is a group, the Andrzej Korylewicz Quintet. This will be a piece called I Won't Stay With You in Glorious 15/8 Time. Thank you. And that there is music from the Andrei Kurilovich Quintet, a track called I Won't Stay With You. Andrei plays trombone. And again, that's a piece in 15, very cool rhythm they had going there. And it comes from a compilation called Go Right, Jazz from Poland, 1963 to 1975. Really good collection. We're going to go to Italy now, and we're going to hear a group called Mo Do. That's Mo period Do period. And this will be a track from 1980, track with a long Italian name that I'll get back to you on later. But this is something from Mo Do.
Thank you.
And that's from a track from the Italian group Modo, piece called Oltre la Terza Porta, Beyond the Third Door, from a 1980 release. That pretty obscure Italian prog group. I only discovered them kind of recently myself. We're going to hear now, we're going to go to France now, and we're going to come back to the recent past, and we're going to hear something from a group called Moteur, M-O-T-E-U-R, with an exclamation mark at the end of their name. And we're going to hear a track from a self-titled album they released in 2017. This is the group Moteur.
Thank you.
And that's a track from the group Motor with an exclamation mark on the end. I'm not going to scream their name out. Just imagine me, picture me screaming their name out at the top of my lungs because it's got that exclamation mark on the end. We heard a track from a from an album released in 2017, self-titled album released in 2017. We heard a track called C'est Loupillon. And of course, I'm going to have to break my promise of playing the third Sydney group tonight because it's just not enough time. It's a long track, and I can see that it's not going to fit into the remaining time. So I'll play them next week, and I won't even tell you who they are, but I will play them next time. In their stead, we're going to hear a group from Galicia, Spain, a group called Juzz, J-U-Z-Z, and this is another pretty recent release. This is something that was released, a self-titled album released in 2024, and we're going to hear a track from them called Dead Water. This is the group Juzz.
Thank you.
And that's the group Juzz, J-U-Z-Z, in all capital letters. Am I supposed to scream that name as well? I'm not going to. We heard a track from a self-titled album, and the piece we heard was called Dead Water. Again, they're from Galicia, Spain. And that is going to do it for tonight, folks. Thanks, as always, for listening, for hanging out. Thanks to everyone who commented on the comments board. See you next week. And I need to tell you, for legal reasons, although you're very well aware that your dial is set to listener supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Have a fantastic week. See you next time. And don't go anywhere. Here comes Amanda.
Out here in the field.